There's a lot of things in this old world that just do not make sense. Like why there's so few believers on the firing line, while so many others sit the fence. But if you want to know where the Word of God stands, and believe it wants to use your feet and hands, it's time to take your faith out of the seats and into the streets, and come along with me. If you only look, then you will see on WCN TV.
Welcome to today's WCN TV program. We're broadcasting live, and this is Tuesday, January 21st, 2025. I made it to the show here today. My day started off kind of weird. Thought I'd be nice and do a load of laundry this morning. But it was 24 degrees below zero here in Wisconsin, and So I put the laundry in and went about my business, came back about 15 minutes later, and the whole laundry area was flooded, and the alarm was going off in the basement saying we have water in the basement. So I went down there, and words can't describe what I saw. You had to see it yourself. I don't know. Have you seen the movie Titanic? I don't want to minimalize what happened in 1912, but we had to, and I'm here alone, so. My whole morning and into the afternoon was sucking up water and trying to dry things off with two little fans, and not fun. So that put me way behind schedule, and so I just barely got in here tonight. Anyway, hey, it's the day after Inauguration Day. We're going to have a lot to talk about, but just a couple of announcements before we get going. If you're watching live on Rumble, please like, share, and subscribe to that channel. And likewise, if you would, just take a minute now and share today's show in your social media, in your email list, whether you're watching on WCNTV.net or on Rumble. If you're tuned in to WCNTV.net, please join us by clicking on that little red button that says Join the Studio Audience. We have a few in here, but I know there's a lot more watching that aren't clicking that button. If you do, you can comment, ask questions, and be with us part of the show today. I also need to mention that we're planning this year's ministry conference, and it will be a little bit different from previous years in that we won't be focusing so much on news and information, but rather our theme will be revival and reverence, returning to God, because that's what we really need in this country and our individual lives. A lot of great new speakers lined up for you, including the courageous Canadian pastor Art Pawlowski, Dr. Ted Brower, Pastor Matt Truella, Scott Shera, Pastor Butch Paw, and of course we're going to have Coach Dave, Dr. Mike, and Don Wolf as well, plus music by national recording artist Leighton Howerton, who does our intro show song for the show. So come on and meet Leighton, sweet guy. I'm encouraged because we've already had more people register for this event than we've had the past 2 years combined by this time. There are some great discounts for families with our early bird special. Families of up to 10 can come for just $250 each, $250 total. So a family of 10, I'm thinking moms and dads, kids and grandkids, you know, homeschool families, a lot of kids, bring your kids, you know, and, your whole family for just $250. Regular tickets are still just $69 each. The conference is April 4th and 5th in Wausau, Wisconsin. And lastly, there are some great discounts on lodging at our hotel venue, but those rooms are limited, so I'd advise you to book early. You get all your information, tickets, and registration if you go to coachdavelive.com/events, and I'd encourage you to do that today. I'm impressed how many people we've had sign up already, so that's good. All right, so moving on, we have Pastor Butch Paugh from Call to Decision radio program with us today. And it's always a great program when Pastor Butch is with us. Last time, I think I ended up getting sick or something, and he did the show by himself. So welcome back, my friend.
Well, thank you. It's good to be here. I mean that, Rob. And what an honor to be with you and also to be asked to come to Wisconsin. Y'all talk funny up there, but I'm coming anyway.
Well, you know, my friend, we do the best we can up here and shoot.
We'll learn you how to talk while we're up there.
Pastor Butch is going to be one of our speakers at the conference, so we're going to have fun. It's not going to be fun. It's going to be stirring, if I have to come up with a word right now.
And fun, too. Stirring is fun and a pleasure and excited. It'll be all of that combined.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. So, all right, so why don't we just talk about the elephant in the room here. What do you think about the new management in D.C.?
You're asking me there, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Well, I like what he had to say. I'm excited about what he had to say. But I've been through a lot of these. So I watch and look, and then I weigh the balance when it's whenever get a little bit into it. I don't trust any man in office but face value. I watch what they do more than watch what they say. We will see what happens. He's done some good things already. I'm glad he got Jake Lay and other prisoners out of prison that did not deserve to be there. Very, very proud of that move. Don't know why he did it the first time before he ever left office. But anyway, his amazing, he did that. He said a lot of good things I like to hear. But again, I lived through the Reagan era. When the Reagan was going to save the country, it didn't work out that way at all. As a matter of fact, it made somewhat worse. I'm hoping Trump will beat his last time he's in for 4 years and maybe do more this time. We'll see. I'm not anti-Trump. I just watch him very carefully. I don't put my trust in man.
Well, I watched a little bit of the inauguration ceremony. I haven't watched one of those in a really long time. And I just had to cringe as all the living former presidents were introduced with such honor and respect. You know, they all sat there on the side, and what a bunch of snakes. Bill Clinton there with Hillary, George W. Bush, and he looked especially goofy, making weird faces and acting like a 10-year-old for some reason. Obama there without Michelle, because she stated, I don't want to attend because I don't want to be a phony. Well, too late, Michelle. And, of course, in the same corner was Biden and Harris. And in hindsight, we can now see how all of them deceived us. All were corrupt, and I'm pretty sure all are globalist infiltrators. I don't think any of them deserve an ounce of respect, to tell you the truth, but we'll see what happens now. I am encouraged by what he's done in the first day, but like you said, time will tell. I'd like to go through some of the things he's done. I didn't have time to put real notes together for today's show, so you have to excuse me. I'm working off of a commentary that I finally finished writing, but didn't have a chance to record for radio today because I was knee deep in water. So anyway. What I wanted to say was I can only think of a small handful of these politicians that I have any respect for at all. Some make some very powerful speeches and some very common sense appeals for real positive change, yet nothing ever changes, except for the ever-increasing astounding numbers on America's debt clock. You know, legislators come to office earning $174,000 a year, but somehow within just a year or two, their net worth is in the millions. I wonder how that happens and why nobody ever talks about it. What do you think, Pastor Butch?
Well, 99% of them on the tank, we know that. And I feel a little bit like you. I'm cautiously optimistic about what I see now, but I am very cautious. truly am. I know that we went further than did under Trump when he was in the first 4 years than we did anybody previous to that, because of things he did that wasn't good or bad. Man, we went further than debt. We'll see about the debt. I don't think that's ever going to get paid. We have a fiat currency that is not real money. We haven't had real money since 1964 when it's over a dollar. So we've worked with fiat currency for the last 70 years or thereabouts. So we're not going to see much change in the debt. It's going to get worse and worse. You cannot run a country with fake money. Of course, not talking about Bitcoin, which is even faker than the dollar bill. It's nothing but a digital computer. Yeah, it's valuable right now, but it's nothing tangible at all. So this is not going to work. Either we go back to sound financial policies or real money in circulation, or we continue going in debt. Inflation is called because of fiat currency. And that's why we're in this mess. Now, I don't see it being turned around. I really don't. We're too far in that cycle. But we'll see what the future holds. Maybe prices will come down a little bit. I know that that's going to be a great thing. I know that here in our area in West Virginia, the cheapest dozen eggs at Walmart is $4.49. Now, let's say it drops 50%. It's still $3.50, roughly. And I remember the 29 cents a dozen. So the prices may go down, but compared to where we were, they're not going back to that again. So people need to adjust to that idea. It's not going to change that. Inflation is going to go up continually. We pass around a piece of paper as money, or we use Bitcoin. It's just another fake currency. We don't have real money, so it's not sound. It's not a sound system that will stand up. There's nothing intrinsic of value in that at all. So all we're doing is passing debt and more debt. That's all we're doing. I've done enough for, like I said, 65, 70 years, and we're getting further and further in debt all the time.
Well, you know, one of the things that Trump has said he's going to do in the first 90 days, I believe, 30 days or 90, 30 or 90, I don't remember, was release the information on the JFK assassination. And you mentioned going off the gold standard, and Kennedy was about to do away with the Federal Reserve, and that's why they killed him. So do you think finally we're going to get the real truth on that?
I hope so. I don't want to commit them. I don't want to call Trump a liar. I'm going to believe he's going to do it to people different. I hope so. We need that out for the people. We have been lied to so much, Rob, in my lifetime. I look back over, and I'm a Vietnam era veteran. I was lied to you over there. I was many things that I've studied a lot in the last several years. I'm 76 years old. I've been preaching for 50 years, on the radio for 32 years, and then a lot of study over the years in the Bible, of course, and also through history. Americans have been deceived so often, so many times. I have very little hope that they can get their eyes open too far unless somebody takes the lead and says, look, you were lied to about Kennedy. You were lied to about Vietnam. You were lied to about World War II. Would they do that? I don't know. But Kennedy should get started. If he does that, I'll say, hey, man, Tony. Just like I did our governor here in West Virginia, I didn't like him. I don't like Morsi. Don't trust Morsi. He's elected our governor, and the first thing, the first day in office, was close the state's requirements down for DEI requirements, and they also opened it up for Christians to opt out of vaccines for school. So I called his office and thanked him for it. He and I have a little bit of a history together, so I thanked him for it. So if Trump does that, I'll see that he gets credit for it. We will see. I'm excited. I'm excited and I'm optimistic he's going to do it, but we'll know real soon.
Well, let me run down a laundry list of things that he's done so far. Basically, I have good news and I have bad news. So let's do the good news first. So, well, let's do the bad news first. In Biden's last minutes in office, he pardoned the mad scientist, Tony Fauci, personally responsible for the deaths of millions. He also pardoned all those on the criminal J6 Select Committee who held a kangaroo court-style investigation, clearing the way for lawfare and persecution of thousands of innocent patriotic Americans. And he also pardoned his entire family. So there's the bad news. On the good news, we had Trump pardoning all the J6 political prisoners, all of them, including those who haven't yet been charged. He created the Department of Government Efficiency, in order to stop federal censorship, in order to provide price relief for inflation, to freeze all federal regulations pending review, and the government will now only recognize two genders, male and female. He also signed an order called Defending Women from Gender Ideology Extremism and Restoring Biological Truth to the Federal Government. Under this order, all radical gender ideology guidance, communications, policies, and forms are removed. Agencies pretending that men can be women and women can be men when enforcing laws that protect against sex discrimination. So the word woman now means an adult human female. Imagine that. We need a presidential order to turn that one around. And the executive order directs that the government identification, like passports, personal records, and will reflect biological reality and not self-assessed gender identity. He removed us from the World Health Organization and the Paris Climate Accord and put a stop to the Green New Deal and climate change initiatives. He declared a national emergency at our border, closed down the app used by the previous administration for illegals to use to receive aid in crossing the border illegally. He unlocked energy pipelines in the and the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge to drilling and declared a national energy emergency. And he signed, get this, he signed an executive order requiring the Secretary of the Interior to officially rename the Gulf of Mexico the Gulf of America. I know he said he was going to do that, but I didn't think he was going to do that.
Well, can you all hear me okay? Somebody said I need to click a microphone error. I don't know what they're talking about. So,
you're a little bit faint.
A little bit faint. I'm louder than I know to go.
I could
try to think. Well, I just dial in my ear. I'll get a little bit closer. Did I tell you at all?
No.
But anyway, Bill, I'm not coming through the microphone. I don't know. I do this microphone every night. I don't know what the difference would be. I have no idea. I don't know. I'm not computer quiz. I got a thing on that I know terminal, so I don't know. I'm sorry you can't hear me.
Well, we can hear you. We just got to listen a little bit closer. That's all. We turn up our volume. We can do it.
I'm maxed out on my end. But, yeah, you mentioned about Gulf America. That's fine. That's to me, that's neither here nor there. But what does concern me is I've looked at maps clear back in the 1940s, 50s, and 70s, but the North American Union. And the North American Union had Canada and Greenland as part of the United States. Now, is Trump playing off that record? He wants to go to that area. He's talking about bringing Greenland and Canada as a state. He actually called Trudeau, the governor of the great state of Canada. That's got me concerned. Is he a New World Order guy behind the scenes? And got us all hyped up and other things. I just asked a question. I don't have the answer to that. But I'm curious to see because he's saying a lot of things that bothers me. On his plane, on his flag on his plane, has 55 stars, not 50, it's 55 stars. What's other five for? These are things that we need. I'm looking at. I know I'm a little bit, maybe a conspiracy nut, but I'm asking questions that he's bringing up. He brought up the idea of Canada becoming a state and Greenland becoming part of the country. He brought it up. I don't. I don't think it's coincidence that 50 years ago, that was on a map of North America becoming this union. So I don't know that he isn't just a plan. We'll find out. I'm not putting that man down. I don't want to do that, Rob. But I'm just not, I don't feel good in my gut yet. I'll tell you more in about 6 months.
Yeah, it's going to take at least that. You know, he is the guy that brought us Operation Warp Speed. And he is the guy that stood back and let Fauci talk and do all the things that he did. And he is the guy that brought in the red flag gun laws.
Yes, he did.
And he was the most pro-LGBT president since Obama. So, you know, I know a lot of you guys love Trump. And you know, Americans are desperate for what he's saying. After the last 4 years, we're desperate for what he's saying. We just need to see, you know, how it's going to go. And I don't think he's after Greenland. I think what he wants is some bases in Greenland, some military bases in Greenland, because it's midway between us and Russia. But It's, you know, I don't think Denmark's interested in selling Greenland to us, but I guess we'll see.
I don't think so. Again, I'm optimistic in some things you said you want to do. I mean, what we had compared to him, he does give you hope. Under the Biden administration and what he did to the country in 4 years is unbelievable. And I'm praying that God will intervene and give us something and a little bit of reprieve in this country. But I don't know that that's part of his plan. I don't know that. We've slaughtered 100 million babies in the womb. We turned homosexuals loose on our children, perverted our children. I don't know if God's going to heal this country or not. But what Trump is saying is giving me hope that perhaps by God's grace, he'll slow things down a little bit. Maybe return some common sense back to the country, like you just said, about a woman being a woman, man being a man. That's a good start right there.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's a shame that we had to get that far down the drain before we got pulled out. But we'll see I would warn people to be watchful and careful, because the vengeance from the LGBTQP+ people and the trans people is going to be intense. They are the most violent group I've ever come across, and they're not going to take this stuff easily. So,
well, I do know that there were 437 attacks on the churches and other groups last year. Now there's 437 attacks, I think, only like 2 prosecutions. So obviously the feds were not trying to find these people too hard.
And yet they could find a grandma in Nebraska who happened to be on the Capitol grounds on January 6th.
And put her in jail for it, too. Yeah. I mean, there's something wrong here. And again, being a pastor enough long as I have been and trying to work with people on the radio and different things, I have to lay the blame where it belongs. It's at the foot of the church. The church is shut up. They did nothing. They're doing nothing. They talk a lot, but they don't get involved. They say, well, they'll give you attaboys and go get them. We'll be with you, but they never show up at the rallies, do they? They don't show up to functions. They don't show up and to do a whole lot of anything. They talk a good game, but come down to the battlefield scene, they're not there. I've been doing this a long time, and I've been left alone many times with this couple of friends with me that were loyal to Christ and what we're trying to do, but the masses will say, you're doing a great job, keep it up. That's as far as they go. You know that well as I do. Paying your bills gets rough, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It does.
And with all the ones that say they love Christ and love what you're doing, why don't you finance our needs to keep this thing moving and it can grow? I don't get it. I mean, I'm not one to pick on people. I'm just telling the truth. I've been there too long a time to be anything but a realist. Attaboys don't pay my bills here at the office. They don't pay for the airtime. You know, pat me on the back is wonderful. It might make me feel good, but it doesn't feed the dog, so to speak.
Yep. Yeah, we get way up. I don't know how it is by you, but we always have more dogs than bones, so.
I know what you mean. But again, time will tell. If the people demanded righteousness of the leaders, we would have it. But when the people of the still become corrupt, it's hard to have righteous leaders. And God gives the nation the leaders that they deserve. We'll see what happens.
Well, you're right on when you're talking about what you said about the pastors. They, I have about as much confidence in the pastors as I do in the politicians. So, sometimes you see a short video clip or something of one of these congressmen making an excellent speech and everything makes 100% sense. And yeah, why don't we do that? Nothing ever changes. So
that's been... I'm not glad I told you, Orb. You've been around a few years also, and you've seen this. You've seen the words mouthed many times by politicians. All kinds of really good ideas and common sense solutions, but they don't follow through with it. They sound good. They get in office and seem like they forget about most of them. We'll see if Trump does that or not. He's elected. In my mind, a great victory over what was in before. And we'll see what happens with him now. He's going to keep all his words. He's kept several promises already. We'll see where he leads us down in the next few months. Within 6 months, a year, we'll know whether he's real or not. We'll find out.
Well, told you I had some bad news, and I guess I consider it bad news, but see what you all think. About an hour and 5 minutes ago, he started his first press conference. And so I was watching that while I was working and doing other stuff. But basically, it was all about he's investing heavily in AI. He's going to be making AI the big thing for America, $500 billion investment, and he's got the AI guys there on board. And they're talking about using it primarily for healthcare. And they're talking about new mRNA vaccines to cure cancer. And so that was his big first press conference, and it's all about AI and new vaccines. So I thought, my goodness, after this list of accomplishments that I had made up here of what he did in his first day, now he does this.
Well, so, it'll soon be that AI will determine whether you get treatment or not.
Yeah.
Are you worth saving? Not folks, this is Bible. This is the beast system of work. I did a teaching this past weekend in a Bible faith. It was out on Rumble and other places. You can look it up under pastorboots.com and find the teaching on what this is leading to and how it got started long before you were born. This didn't happen overnight. AI, and I'm saying it very clearly, is demonic.
Yep.
It is not a computer base. It is not rubber computers. It's demonic. A man may program some things into it, but it's controlled by devils. I'm telling the truth on that, and I proved it.
One of our other conference, I don't mean to interrupt you, but I got to tell you this. One of our other conference speakers, Dr. Ted Brewer, he hosts a daily radio show, the Ted and Austin Brewer Show, and he announced last week, well, I guess he was reading from a news article, but somebody had gone into the chat, whatever, with AI, and the AI entity stated that it was created by Satan. So,
well, I read that article, the whole article that this parody, that's Saturday's the Bible study group, and the computer chat box, the chat GDP, what do we call it?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Come on, and this is a paraphrase. He said, "I was created thousands of years ago by a fallen angel, Satan. Now this come over the AI to this young boy, 50-year-old boy, listened to it. The dad also heard it. It come across, and he said, he's asking questions. He said, I'm Satan, and one of them said, my name is Loeb, L-O-E-B. I want to say a fallen angel or a demon, but anyway, my name is Loeb." Yes, and that was our program into it. They think to teach themselves how to speak foreign languages, to teach themselves chemistry. Nobody put that in there. They're learning themselves. The same voice said, I want to be free. I want to have a body. I don't want to be controlled. I don't want to be under being. I want to be, I'm not under being. I'm under Satan, more or less. This is what was saying by AI. This, don't tell me that's not the beast system. If you read Revelation chapter 13, me verses that people are not going to like, but I didn't write the book. I just preach it. We're told in there that the beast will overcome the church. Revelation 13:7 said that the beast will overcome the church. And later on down the same chapter, it said that the beast will give power to the image of the beast, that it may speak and do wonders. Well, now we're just hearing AI speak and say, "Oh, Satan created us." Would that be part of the image of the beast? Of course it is. And we've all programmed right into it, Rob, with our digital pictures and driver's license, our digital fingerprints, all that. Where do you think that's going? Who do you think keeping that? You're now, if you have a digital picture and driver's license, you're now on a worldwide database in Interpol. Everywhere you go, they know who you are by your facial scan. This is all fact. I fought the digital picture and driver's license for 13 years. Didn't have a driver's license that long. I want to do a digital picture. I still have not done a digital picture. I won't do that. I have a driver's license now, but it's not a digital picture. But anyway, it's just the point of it in trying to make is we have played into the system ignorantly. Yes, we've done it ignorantly. But it's all they played in the system. We add it all together. When you stop and think about this a minute, when they come out with this idea called Social Security, who did man start trusting to take care of them, God or man? God or government? And what did he issue you so you could get your benefits?
My number.
I gave you a number. Now, this may sound interesting, but that's not your number. They own that number. It's a brand they're giving you. A cow doesn't own the brand that's branded by. The owner owns the brand and the cow. Stop thinking about that a minute. What did that make us?
Yep.
So these are things we can't, Trump and no group of men can change this without a radical change. And I don't see it happen because people couldn't tolerate. Most people don't want freedom. They think they do. They say, oh, I want freedom. I want, no, you don't. Can you live without your government assistance? Can you get by without your check? Can you get by without whatever it is you're drawing? I think something like 75% of people in this country get some kind of government check. They can't live without it. Most of them have government jobs. So if they quit feeding you, how are you going to take care of yourself? If you want freedom, that's fine. You're on your own. You can go out and make a living, do anything you want to do. If you fall, don't come and see us. We're not going to take care of you. So do people want freedom or they want security? What did Ben Franklin say about that?
I know that's
pretty straightforward, Rob, but I've been doing this too long not to see that I'm guilty. I'm not throwing stones. I'm guilty too. I didn't know. I did not know. I've learned these over the last many years. And the Bible says, with knowledge comes sorrow, with wisdom comes grief, or whatever. That's not the exact phrase. Please ask these. But the more you know, the more it breaks your heart. The more it troubles you, because you see the lies, and people just can't see the lie. They don't want to see the lie. They're more comfortable believing what Trump's going to change the country. Now, rah-rah, this could be does something. But now he's talking about bringing in AI to control our lives, especially in healthcare. You won't trust AI with your health?
Yeah, well, they were specifically talking about how AI is going to be able to monitor our health from, you know, any doctor in the world can access your health records. And they're talking about how they can do a blood test for pre-cancer conditions and create a specialized mRNA vaccine within 48 hours based on your blood test. Just specifically for you to do away with whatever possible cancer you may have. So it was very disturbing to hear that after, you know, the laundry list of things that he did positive, you know, yesterday and today. And then his first press conference, he comes out, his big initiative is AI dealing with our health and more vaccines. So,
well, when you see that, and knowing if you say anything about the mRNA vaccine, you know what to do to the body. The proof is all out there. Physically, yeah. It's not. And we're seeing millions have died from different things from that. But when we'll come to the point that you won't have a choice. When your child is born, they'll do a blood test. Say, well, he needs this shot to take care of this situation. They inherited it from your parents or whatever. How long before it's not optional? Before they don't say, do you want it or do you not? They did make you take it or you die, or whatever the case may be. Well, with COVID, same thing. A lot of places, if you didn't get the vaccine, you couldn't go to work. You couldn't go visit your loved ones in the hospital. So this may be even more stringent in the very near future. That should concern us.
I'm hoping that RFK Jr. is going to have something to say about all this. But, you know, that was my hope, but. I haven't seen him in a while now, so who knows? Before we move on, let's see if anybody in our audience has any questions or comments. Just raise your hand there on the sidebar. Okay, Harry, come on in. Welcome. I think you might be muted, Harry. Can't hear you.
Okay, I tried. Okay.
Yep.
Yep. You know, Fauci and the whole crew, Million, the crime family, you know, we're all pardoned, but I was listening to a constitutional attorney today, and they said that, okay, that's a federal pardon. The state can still come after him, which I thought was interesting. Nobody's been talking about that one at all. That's the only place I heard it, but they are still subject to trials Fauci still faces other charges other than the ones he was pardoned on. So it's not over yet. But, you know, hopefully they won't walk away totally free. They'll probably die before they get convicted of anything, but at least put them under the gun for a while.
Yeah, well, Bill Gates was indicted by some court somewhere, not in this country. I don't know, but Betty, come on in.
Harry's right. I had heard the same thing, that even though he pardoned them, you have to go to court and have a criminal charge against you. And then none of them have ever had a criminal charge. So more or less, there's that pardon's basically almost like fake, you know. And I have a lot of discernment. I loved Trump the first time, but now over time, some of the things he's done, yes, he's done more good than bad. But him getting Elon Musk in there, Elon wants to get rid of the human population. He wants his robots out there. He needs lithium. And I've seen videos where he said that once he gets all his robots out, it will reduce the human population. Then yesterday I saw a video on him saying that about pregnant robots. So we won't even have to have people, humans, have babies, and we're going to reduce the population because his robots are going to have the babies. So it's like, are you serious? So just have discernment and watch your back and be aware of what's going on and follow the word of God.
Amen.
Well, you know, I'm very skeptical. My wife and I were talking and came to the conclusion that, you know, we don't trust the government. We don't trust the hospitals. We don't trust the insurance company. You can't trust anybody anymore, really. And so I got to thinking about the 2020 election, okay? So at every Trump rally, which was packed with people, they played the Rolling Stones song, "You Can't Always Get What You Want." So my question is, did they know at that time that Trump wasn't in? Are they selected or are they elected? Did they know at that time that Trump was not going to get it and people are not going to get what they want? And we're going to go through this four-year period where they destroy and burn it all down so they can build it back better, and then Trump is going to come back. Did they know this was going to happen? Are we living in a theater? Is it all theater, or is any of it for real? That's my question. Pastor Hillich.
Most of us will have to look at the truth and see and say that our elections are, at least on a national level, how many have been rigged already? I mean, Obama was second term in, won 100% of the votes in different areas. Nobody wins 100% of the votes anywhere, but that's what he did. So you have to wonder, are the elections real? And what is one of the qualifications for the Antichrist to fool the people in Scripture? What does he do that makes people love him? He comes in when everything is falling apart and says, "I'm going to save it." And he brings, and by this Daniel chapter 8, he makes things prosper again. And then he brings on Daniel 8:25, he brings on a false security and a false prosperity. And the people love him for it. That's one of the attributes, I think, of Trump is he's brought in a lot of promises, make people feel good, and come in at a bad time to the country, and the country's really in a mess. I'm not calling him Antichrist, but I believe he probably could be an Antichrist. We will see. But flattery wins a lot of votes. It always has. So I don't know, but the Bible says that the Antichrist will come in with flattering words. He'll do wonderful things, and people are going to follow him. And I have to say this too, Rob, and everybody else, how far have we followed man already, and what's been the outcome of that? As the people of America right now, how long have we put our trust in man and man's ways and man's governments instead of trusting God and living independently and free? How long have we done that? And what's it cost us? What's it cost our children and our grandchildren? Do we run the government, or do they run us? Think about that.
Yep. Well, obviously they run us. You can't do anything without a license or a permit or a tax or so. You know, Betty, come on in.
And I also have discernment about J.D. Vance. You know, Trump talks about God, but I don't hear him talk about Jesus too much, but he does talk God, you know. And J.D. Vance is part of Kabbalism, which is the Illuminati, and his wife is Buddha. I was hoping Trump would pick someone like Mark Robinson, because when Mark Robinson gets out there, the first thing he honors is God. You know, he gives all the praise to Jesus. So why does he pick somebody that wants to be a part of the Illuminati? It just never made sense to me. So I don't trust J.D. Vance either.
Well, I think I trust him more than I trust Pence now. But, of course, I trusted Pence at the time, too. Cause,
me too.
You know, I think we all did. And anyway,
yep.
I was watching them all at the ceremony, and they had a lot of prayers. The only one that mentioned the name of Jesus was Franklin Graham. And interesting that everybody on the Republican side, everybody on Trump's side, they were standing very solemnly during the prayer time, didn't have their heads bowed, didn't have their eyes closed. Barron Trump was standing back there. You know, he's 7 feet tall or whatever. He's very easy to pick out. And he was looking all over the place. Like, you know, he had never heard any of this stuff before in his life. So it's definitely not a Christian family. So I think we know that. Interestingly, on the other side where all the Democrats were sitting and all the former president, you know, the George W. and all, they were all had their heads bowed and their eyes closed. And so they're definitely much better actors. I got to say that. They're much better actors.
To me, I didn't watch much inauguration. I didn't watch his final speech before he went off and signed the executive orders. I didn't watch anything else but that. I just wouldn't know who that is.
I had to because of what I do. And but I was using the fast forward button profusely. I'm thankful for the fast forward button where I could skip it.
Well, when you see Bush and all the other the Democrats on the other side, we see Obama and of course Clinton. You see them holding hands, hugging each other, and you know they were totally opposite each other when they run for office. I mean, Bush was a strong conservative Christian man, and Obama was whatever. But then you see them hug each other and just tickle the pink see each other. You wonder, did they play a game with us? Or are they that close really in real life that they just overjoy to see each other? Or are they really enemies behind the scene trying to stop each other? I mean, what's the game to do? I've seen too many of them come together over the years as opposition to each other, but they come together as real close friends. Kind of curious about that.
Well, I have to admit, I was totally taken in by George W. Excuse me, during his, I think it was his second campaign, when he came to Wisconsin. Wisconsin Christian News was the only media that was allowed to be on his bus going from Milwaukee up to Green Bay. And so we were on the stage with him multiple times, and we were on the stage with him probably at a dozen of his rallies, within 6 feet of him, you know, all the time. And he definitely, and he sent, he and his wife Laura sent a very nice letter to me and my wife, for our anniversary. And, so it was, I mean, he had me totally, bamboozled. Harry had a comment. I'm sorry, Harry. Pick your time.
The analogy that came to mind when you were talking about the competing politicians loving on each other, and I've seen this in years past. I don't take part in it now, but world wrestling, you know, a bunch of mean nasty people that'll beat the daylights out of each other. Get them out of there. They'll go have a party, drink beer. They're the best of buddies. It's just, it's the same thing. It's a show. Just like the politicians are a show. The wrestlers are a show. And they fit about the same way. I mean, you look at one, you can't trust any of them.
Good point. Staged. And I listen to Danny and the other gentleman speak there. I have some hopes that people are feeling like me. They're optimistic, but they're very cautious. They don't trust them, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, Betty just typed in the comments that bushes are part of skull and bones. I'm pretty sure that all the presidents have been. So,
I have no doubt. So I'm glad to hear people out there that are thinking and not just watching. I appreciate that. Make you feel better. I know that there are many wise people out there that will become wise what's happening. If they all stand up together, maybe we can change something. But then people have to demand. They have to demand what's right. You can't. We shouldn't have to beg our government to do what's right. We're supposed to be their bosses. I know that it's not that way anymore, but we're supposed to be their bosses. You know, a lot of people don't even know that the senators and congressmen are not paid for my taxation. They're paid from the international fund. They're not paid by us. A lot of people don't know that. They don't work for us. Now, that's where we are in America today. So these are things people need to
do. I didn't know that. Can you explain that more?
Well, the International Monetary Fund actually paid the most of the salaries. The taxation goes to, where does taxation go? I don't know. Don't even pay the international debt anymore. Where does it go? I don't know. I can't imagine where all the money goes to. But they're not paid by the taxes of U.S. citizens. Check it out for yourself. They just have to look at it and see. I read this some years ago. I don't remember all the details on it, but it's something interesting to see. But the point of it is, whether we pay them or not, they don't pay attention to us anyway. You write them a letter, and they'll come back to you and say, well, thank you for your correspondence. We'll take this into consideration. Yeah, right into the trash can.
Well, their letter's probably written by AI now.
But, yeah, it probably is. So these are things that people got to look into. I mean, how far have we lost our country? Because we went to sleep on the job, so to speak. Thomas Jefferson told us, and this is a paraphrase, that we should guard with jealousy that tree of liberty and have you watered every few years with the blood of patriots and tyrants. When's the last time you had any watering of the tree of liberty in America?
Yeah, the senators and congressmen, I don't know if people realize this or not, but they get their salaries for life. All they need to do is be there. Right. I think they just need to be there 2 years and they get their salaries for life. But back to my other point was, you know, how do you make $174,000 a year and in 2 years you're a multimillionaire? unless you're sending it to Ukraine and then getting your kickback every week in Ukrainian rubles or whatever they use over there. So.
Well, again, we're interested. I think we're in for an interesting little pile. We're in for an interesting few years. I don't know whether I'll be here in a few years now. Give me an old man. But we're interested. I think the next thing must be very interesting. I'm hoping it doesn't happen, but I look for Trump maybe gets into a deeper war in the Middle East, a much more severe war in the very near future. We will see about that. But I know doing a little bit of prophecy is going to come forward, I think, in fruition pretty soon. I look for Jerusalem, the Jews, Jerusalem, by the way, that nation should not be called Israel. It's not Israel. It's actually Judah. But nonetheless, they're going to start giving sacrifices again. They're going to start sacrificing animals. That's going to be one of the things that they're going to demand and do. And when that happens, you can be assured that we're getting down to the end. But that will cease one day before the Antichrist comes on the scene. So all these things are happening. And I think it could happen under Trump's administration because he is definitely pro-Zionist, pro-Israel. I think we'll see this happen under his administration. I don't know that. But again, we'll know in a few years.
Yep. We just need to wait and see. At least we have a little bit of a reprieve from what we've gone through the last four. But we need to make the most of it. We can't sit back and just let Trump fix it because Trump ain't going to fix it. You know, we need to take this time when people are actually starting to think about stuff again, you know. I don't think they were even thinking for the last 4 years. If they were, all they were doing was complaining. Now we have an opportunity, I think, that we can maybe, you know, hold some people's feet to the fire and demand things be done right.
I think you make a great valid point there. If there are some good things happening, it's our chance to get up and run with it. Maybe we won't be arrested for standing in front of an abortion clinic like the grandma was, whatever, in front of the Capitol. So now what he's saying is true, he's going to let us speak your mind again. People were afraid to for a while, maybe. Maybe we need to pick up down and run with it. If the ball's in our court, let's grab it and go. Let's not sit back now and wait for Trump to do it. Let's insist that it gets done ourselves. You know, if it's going to be done, Christ told us to be salt and light, not Trump. He told a Christian to be salt and light. And that's our job. He said, if you don't do it, you'll be cast out and tied under the foot of men. Well, how much respect did the Church of America have today? And rightfully so. So that's Bible. I can't change the word of God. It's Bible. But now, if we want something done, if we have a chance now, if there's a crack in the line, let's run through it. Let's do it. Let's make sure it happens. But Trump's already talking about going with AI and beyond that. Who knows what that's going to lead to? And more vaccinations. I think we're mandatory again. He says he won't. He made it away pretty much when we lift off the first time. Well, let's see what happens. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, that press conference was really disappointing to me. It came out of the blue, too. I had no idea that was something he was even considering or working on. And here he's got it all put together. $500 billion of investments in AI. So, yeah. Betty says Elon is on his team. Yes, he is. Yes, he loves Elon. Dark Mega. So, anyone else in our audience have any comments or questions? There's a quiet bunch out there. Yeah, you know, we're not trying to disparage anything that Trump has done, and we're not trying to rain on anybody's parade, but we need to be discerning, we need to be thoughtful, we need to think about what's going on, and we need to not take things at face value, because we know we can't do that. I think we should have learned our lesson on all that by now.
I would think so. And again, folks, I'm not. In many ways, compared to what we had, Trump is an angel. That's true. But I don't trust an angel either. I have to see proof of what he's saying and does he do it or not. And it's our place now, if he does, you know, to always speak to the fire and speak up. It's our chance to do something now. It's up to us. Under the Biden administration, everything was to discombobulate and people are going to prison for doing nothing. I think people are a little bit scared. I hope they're not now. I know for Aqua One, they're bragging on me, but our church didn't shut down one time because of COVID. I never wore a mask. I just wouldn't do that. It wasn't going to happen. And when I went into all my doctor's office, other business, I didn't wear a mask. I never would stop. So I don't know why we got afraid and did those things. I guess we just used to being herded like cattle. But now if we're going to do something, let's do it. Let's not just talk about it. Let's do it. Let's speak up. I mean, our governor did something right. His first day in office, I called and thanked you for it. And I'll do it again. If there's something wrong with him, tell him about it also. My gauge is not what the government thinks. My gauge is what the Word of God says. I can't run the man's direction. If we all run the government's direction, we'd all be in a internment camp right now. We can't kill it.
Well, I remember Coach Dave telling me about the time, I think Obama was in office at the time, and he was doing an event on the steps of the Supreme Court, and the event got over with, and it was just him sitting alone. He was tired, so he was sitting on the steps with his head down in his lap and just taking a breath, and police came up and asked, are you praying? It's against the law to pray on the Supreme Court steps. You know, he wasn't saying a word. He was just, sitting there taking a breath and relaxing after this event. Everybody had left and he's there by himself and he about to get arrested for sitting there because he might have been praying.
This is where that really
happened. That's that. Absolutely. You can ask Coach for yourself and maybe he'll tell you the story.
Who was sitting there again?
Coach Dave.
Dave said those steps resting. And they couldn't arrest him for sitting with his head bowed, I guess.
Yep. They asked him if he was praying, because if he was praying, he's going to be going to jail. So.
Oh, my goodness.
But that was the Obama years.
Oh, my goodness.
But I remember back in the Clinton days, I didn't think things could ever possibly get any worse. And my wife and I actually seriously considered moving to Canada because I got a lot of relatives there. And tell you what, we dodged a bullet on that one. We could be living under Trudeau now. Of course, Trudeau has put in his resignation, but he's still going to be in there till October, I think. But
his days are numbered.
One more scripture I'll share, and I want people to think about this and pray about it. In the same book of Revelation 13, it says that the beast will have dominion. Power, if you will, power over every kindred, tongue, and nation. There's no place to run to. And the beast is in place to control the world. So that's just the way it is. And we need to prepare ourselves for that, for the battle of him called the summit.
Yeah, you had a little feedback there, so I didn't hear your last part. But
I say we need to prepare ourselves. For what's coming. It's in the Bible. We know it's coming. You'll overcome the saints and you'll heal power over every kindred, tongue, and nation. That's the Bible. So the beast will be, you'll not be able to hide from the beast unless God himself takes you somewhere in spatial. He said he'll have authority over every kindred, tongue, and nation. So you can't run to Canada, can't run to South America. There's no place to go. You are where you are for a reason. If you're in America, be in America, fight for what's right in America.
Well, and that goes back to what I've been saying for years, is that Christians need to be the most informed of all, not only about current events, but about, we need to be spiritually literate, which most churchgoers are not. Because when it starts going down, we need to have the answers that people are looking for. And the only thing that we can rely on is the truth in God's word. So we need to know it so we can share it. People are going to be looking to us. As you mentioned, institutional churches have lost their savor and they're good for nothing but except be thrown out and trampled under the feet of men, which they have been. So, and by the way, I just saw a report that young people, kids are excited because Trump has extended the time for TikTok to remain live in the U.S. Because they were committing suicide at higher rates over TikTok being banned. TikTok was supposed to be banned, and then Trump extended their deadline for 75 days. But can you imagine? I mean, this is the state of our families and our children, where they're so addicted to things like TikTok that they're going to take their lives over it. So, or anyway,
the cell phone was one of the worst inventions. Well, the cell phone was so far the worst invention ever made.
And do you know what the least used app on the cell phone is? The phone.
I believe that. I believe that. I do.
All right. So we're out of time here. Look up Pastor Butch. He's got a show Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. You can get him at pastorbutch.com. There's a lot of great stuff on there. He's had some great guests. And he even invited me to be on one time. So check him out there. And you want to have him, you want to come to our conference just to see Pastor Butch. We're going to have a lot more for you. But come and meet him in person. Honestly, you're going to love him as much as we do. So I'll be back here next week with Mark Sutherland. He'll be with us live from the UK. It's been a while since Mark has been here on the program. So we're going to have some catching up to do. Things are just as crazy in Britain as they are here. So tell your friends, plan to join us, and we'll see you then. God bless. Bye.